He's set to play his ninth Origin. Special guest, he has 9 tries in his 8 Origins, and in those 8, New South Wales have won 6 and lost 2. Pleasure to be joined by New South Wales centre Tom Trbojevic. Tom, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Appreciate your time. Take us through, firstly, when Latrell told the boys he was out yesterday.
Yeah, so he addressed the squad yesterday morning before he took off to Adelaide, and obviously very disappointing news for him, and he was, you know, quite showing in that. But that's a great opportunity for cricket that will come in, and I'm sure he'll do a good job.
Must give the boys confidence, though, Tommy, the fact that while you would have loved to have seen Latrell there, and he's a massive out, but Stephen Crichton's got such a great relationship with those Penrith guys. He'll play on that left edge. He's been a part of big games. He played all 3 games last year. And he's been there all week in camp. So it's not going to be a big deal for him other than, say, you know, getting his head around preparing for a game right here and right now.
Yeah, I think you're very right. Obviously, he's got connection with a lot of the boys and played in big games. You know, it's hard to replace a player like Latrell Mitchell, but yeah, he's probably the closest we can get. So he'll do an awesome job for us, and I'm excited to play alongside him.
Turbo, I don't think you were necessarily criticised for your early season form, but certainly scrutinised. I know players like you try to ignore that, but it would be, you know, inhuman not to have some effect on you when you constantly read about, you know, how poorly, in inverted commas, you are playing.
Yeah, it was a little bit taxing at times, and you can't really... You try to, but you can't really avoid it. But that's
everywhere.
Something that I just had to come to accept and you know, move forward with. And that's just, it is what it is, you know. So I guess as soon as I understood that, the easier it was to deal with, and I just really focused on playing footy.
When you say accepted it, Tommy, did you accept the criticism or accept that your form was a little down?
A little bit of both, thanks. A little bit of both.
How do you feel, Tom, about opposing Hemiso Tabuai-Fadone now on that edge, that they've made a bit of a switch, Queensland?
Yeah, he's a very quality player, and he's, you know, been one of the best players this year. So I know he plays fullback for the Dolphins, but he's played that left centre role before for the Cowboys. So he's going to be tough to mark up against. You know, he's very quick, so I'm going to have to, you know, get me start positions right and hope to do a good job on him.
You probably don't want to give too much away, Tommy, but can we expect you to go roaming infield and end up on the other side of the field at times during this game?
Oh, look, I'm not 100% sure how the game will pan out, but there's opportunities for that possibly. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a different game to what it was now. In 2021, it's not as open, so I think you'll see me on the right side a bit more.
Turbo, how do you relax before a big game? Have you got any routines that you go through or... Do you have a snooze? What do you do to try to calm down on the day of a game?
Yeah, because it's a late one, I'll probably have an arvo nap. It's it's quite hard with the late games to relax. So often, two of the boys will have a nap in the afternoon, and I'll try and do the same.
Tommy, do you think a lot about the game on the day, or are you one of these players that can sort of put it to the back of your mind and then, once you start to have the team meeting, jump on the bus, get into the sheds, you can start to switch on then?
No, I'm more of a thinker, so I'm always thinking about the game,
right. Yep.
Especially tomorrow. So it's some of the biggest games on our calendar each year, and you know, you definitely get nervous for them, but it's a good thing and it's exciting, and you know, I can't wait for the game tomorrow.
Is there a player in New South Wales that you've looked at this week and gone, geez, I think he's in for a big one?
Oh, who's in for a big one? I think Nate's going to be massive for us this year. He's always so good to play alongside, and gives you a lot of confidence having him there at 7.
Your Manly teammate, Daly Cherry Evans, is like heading into camp, has he sledged you at all or even on the field? I couldn't imagine him being much of a sledger on the field, but does he, you know, chip you heading into Origin camp?
No, we try and keep the Origin chat out of Manly, mate. We don't really talk about it too much, so it's quite respectful in that way. We're obviously good mates, so we try and keep it that way.
How's your golf, Turbo? What are you playing off now?
Geez, I haven't played comp for a long time, so it'd probably be about 18. I'm hitting it horribly. We played in camp one day, and me and Teddy lost a challenge, so it wasn't any good viewing for my golf game.
I saw you swing one day. There's a bit of work there, Tommy.
Right, it was a bit of work, a lot. Yeah, exactly. But I don't have much range, so I just work with what I've got.
I know one bloke would be disappointed not to be there tomorrow night is your brother, Jake. How's he travelling? And will he be back to play some role in the series, Tommy?
Look, I'm not entirely sure when he will be back. I don't think game two, possibly game three. But he'll know more than me. And I haven't talked to him too much about the injury, just chatting to him and seeing how he's going. So he's obviously disappointed, but you know he's come to terms with his injury, and you know he'll work on the reconditioning phase, get it right, and hopefully you know play a role late in the series if he can.
Yeah. Mate, how disappointing was it for you last year, just sitting back watching? Well, you know you missed the World Cup tour, you missed State of Origin. Every player wants to be a part of the big games. How frustrating was it for you to sit back and watch it last year, the Origin series?
Yeah, it was. It's always hard watching footy, whether it's you know for Manly, New South Wales or whatever. And you know, you just wanted the boys to go well and get a win, and you know it wasn't the case. But that's footy sometimes. And yeah, unfortunately, I was you know couldn't help me out in the field. So I'm happy. I'm much happier. I'm in this position now, and I can get out there and try and play a role.
Go well, Tom. Really appreciate your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Tommy.